up from Randy. Have you checked to see if we're going to have such a problem? Because that affects how I'm going to...
I have looked at their material. The material is good. They don't have much 3/8 except what they use in their concrete plant right now. They did have some, but they somebody had bought all they had, but they are going to currently make it. Their material looks, I mean, they got newer equipment. It looks good. APAC has material available. I don't know how much at this time, but it's somewhere around 1,000 ton. We currently have hauled everything Table Rock had made to date out in stockpile getting ready. And they're bringing their crushing every day as well as these other quarries. They're all crushing right now, so, and they're all making. So I look for a pretty decent year. Consistent-wise, I think all three can make it if they're not pressured into running it too fast. I think they can all meet these.
Well, the dependability, you know, that's going to depend. If I'm out here in business and I think I've got the bid, I'm going to crush a lot of material that I think I've got the bid on. If you're second or third,
you're not going to want to spend the money to make this material if you're not going to be able to move it or sell it.
And I was thinking 2 years ago, we had somebody, they couldn't keep up, and then our secondary or our tertiary is who bailed us out. Is that correct?
Well,
yeah, and it was expensive, too.
It was expensive, but who bailed us out?
Track.
Table Rock Asphalt bailed us out. And who put us in the situation? 2 years ago, who put us in that situation? 3 years ago?
APAC, actually, they got to run, and it was wet year.
I'm just listening to you guys. I'm listening to all the road and barn, you know,
right,
all the leaders, and that's where I'm basing. I don't ever listen to you.
No, that's for sure.
I also understand that there's new ownership, leadership, I don't know how you want me to put it, of one that is bid. So...
How was your motion? Because I'm...
Well, Mike should have said motion fails due to a lack of second by now, but...
Yeah, but you want to make a motion?
Well, discussion. So the motion fails due to lack of second.
What?
I had said, based on recommendation, track, APAC, and...
secondary.
But what are you thinking? Are you wanting to do... Are you wanting to do something with Buchanan and track?
That's what I'm thinking.
Again, you could do ABC. I know you don't like that, but I mean.
Well, and that wouldn't be primary and secondary.
All three vendors are involved. I mean, they would be heavy material ready for us that way versus primary and tertiary.
Right. I think that would do what you were wanting to do, Danny, as far as the location and.
And any problem that arises in county business, the county commission, it's the road crew, but it's the county commission that receives the brunt of the criticism. And so if someone cannot provide after they've bid, then right or wrong, whether it's on the bid, I'm not in favor of awarding it to them the next year so we can have the same problem. So as far as I'm concerned, track and Buchanan would be the two that I would consider. I had calls from queries around, and I would not even visit with them or talk to them about any of this stuff till after the bids went out. So, and that's just discussion that we're having on this situation. I don't know exactly how you. I can't remember how you first bid, how your first motion went that I didn't second. But there was reasons I didn't second it.
Do you just want to take Ron's recommendation of an A and a B and a C? then there needs to be constant communication, I think, with the quarries. That's only fair to those guys.
Well, plus I would issue a contract for all three that would be pretty much identical.
That's in the past, before we run into this situation in 2013, that's the way everything was done. And it was according to mileage and everything. And then we run into some bad material where we were right close to a quarry, but the material, they said met state regs, but we seen that it didn't work. So that changed everything in 14 and 15. Or
That's when we ended up having to put a gradation specification in on the 3/8 and 1/2 inch because of that year that, and everybody, well, that quarry is no longer bidding because he couldn't make it, but the rest of these can make it meet that spec. So, and it's a standard, you know, the gradation spec is all it is.
Yeah.
But it helped us tremendously in our chip seals in. I'm fine with you, Warden, if you want to, all three, based on closest to the job, availability of material.
Best interest of the counties.
I think that's the way I'm leaning.
Anybody's equipment could fail and they couldn't make the product when we really need it. You never know. Everybody runs into problems. But this product, what I'd like to do every year, so it's helping us this year, is they can make this beyond the seal season and gives us a chance to stockpile during the off season don't run into such a bind.
I could be wrong, but if we do what you're talking about doing, there won't be any stockpiling. If I owned a business and I didn't get it all, I'm not going to stockpile anything for you. It's cost prohibitive. I mean,
I had calls like that from vendors.
You're going to split the estimated quantities up.
That's why I said there needs
to
be constant communication with the quarries to make sure that they're. That's we're starting to go down some rabbit holes.
It's close to them wanting exclusivity, which we have. You know, that's the dirtiest word in any bid.
And I don't blame them.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not opposed to, I understand there's going to be other issues. You're not going to have any stockpiles, I guarantee it. I could be wrong. Unless, and again, I don't know what's appropriate or not, unless these gentlemen want to discuss something with us, it's whatever you guys want to do.
Well,
there's one not represented here, though.
As I look at the bids, I'm not sure that when we talk about stockpiling and all this, that the way these bids are arranged, we should have broke out a bid for certain items and categorized it instead of putting everything on the sheet, because there's a big separation in some of this stuff. So the only thing that I know to do is to award primary, secondary, and then I'm not even sure
The most difficult material for all the quarries and most expensive is the 3/8 clean that we use for a chip seal. Now granted, they use that product, portions of it, in other products. If they make asphalt or make concrete, they use a certain amount of it. But the other biggest item we use is the 1-inch base. Other than them two items, it's sporadic from year to year depending on product or depending on job. Riprap's another product that takes them a while to make of any quantity that we have to have on occasion for different projects. And as you can see, the price is quite a bit higher on that product.
Make your motion, Brandon, that you, however you made it a while ago, or if you want to change it or whatever. My question's been answered, and I know I've been here and seen the problems that exist whenever we award these bids. And whenever one company can't deliver or won't deliver what it ends up being. So,
The bid or the motion? Your motion, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm okay. APAC's not represented, are they? Tabor off in Buchanan here.
Are these your recommendations here on this?
Oh, April, they've changed.
April 25th, and then you got one on, this one's not dated. It's a
Well, the first one wasn't dated. That was my fault. I apologize for that. It was supposed to have the date listed on this one. I got called on it. But that was based on just the cost when you totaled the whole bunch up.
But they're both the same recommendations.
Yeah.
That's what I had originally, but there's a lot more to this aggregate and what we run into. And
what do we do, Dan?
I want to award to all three, depending on the location, and I want to... See the different prices in the aggregate that we have depends on the quantities that are needed, and Randy's already used that. But if someone has 1-inch base in stock, or they've got wrap already there when we need it, instead of having to wait till somebody sets up to make it. Those kind of things are...
Now, I will tell you, gentlemen, that I did have riprap already made. We hadn't had time to get to it. One of the reasons, one of the bridge projects was underwater, and we had them flooding issues. But per our last MoDOT bridge inspection, I've got two jobs that I brought up to you in different shop talks that I've got to put riprap in. The material's already made with that quarry, and so however how the bids play out, I've done the same thing.